Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Divided City by Luke McCallan, narrated by John Lee. Part 1. How Happy the Dead. 1. Berlin, early 1947, Monday. Reinhardt had come to prefer the nights. The nights were when things felt cleaner, clearer. The nights were when his city could sometimes resemble something more than the shattered ruin it was. The nights were when he did not have to look down at the dust and grit that floured his shoes and trousers. The innards of his city turned out and spread wide for all to see. It was the days when Berlin emerged, scarred and scorched into the light, when its people arose to chase their shadows through the day, wending their way from who knew where to who knew what, beneath frowning escarpments of ruin and rubble, which humped up and away in staggered mounds of wreckage, and through which the road seemed to wind like the dried-out bottoms of riverbeds. It was very early on a Monday morning when the call came in, a body in a stairwell in an apartment building in the American sector of Berlin, down in Neukölln. These were bad hours, by anyone's reckoning, the hours no one wanted, the hours married men were curled up asleep with their wives, the single men with their girls, when even drunks found a corner to sleep it off. They were the hours those on the chief's blacklist worked. They were the hours they gave the probationers, those too new to the force to manoeuvre themselves a better shift, or those too old but who had nowhere to go. Reinhardt knew he was closer to the second category than to the first, but however those hours were counted by others, he considered them his best, when it was quiet, and he could have the squad room all but to himself, or else wander the darkened streets and avenues, winding his way past the avalanche slides of brick and debris, learning the new architecture the war had gouged across Berlin's facades. He and his city were strangers to each other, he knew. They had moved on in different ways, and these night hours, these witching hours, when he would sometimes chase the moon across the city's jagged skyline, spying it through the rents and fissures deep within buildings, watching the play of light and shadow in places it should never have been seen, were what he needed to rediscover it, what it was, and what had become of it. All this, though, was in the back of his mind as the ambulance followed the dull glow of its headlights down a road swept clear along its middle, pocked and pitted with shell craters and tears in its surface, a suggestion of looming ruin to either side. He spotted the building up ahead, the fitful yellow beams of flashlights wobbling yoke-like in its entrance, and casting the shadows of people up the walls and out into the street. He climbed stiffly out of the ambulance, switching on his own flashlight as he turned up the channel cleared between the rubble. He paused. He swung the flashlight at the entrance of a ruined building across the road. Hidden in the shadows, a pack of children watched with glittering eyes, vanishing from view when he held the light on them a moment longer. A uniformed officer in his archaic uniform, complete with brass-fronted grey shako, watched as Reinhardt knocked the dust from his shoes in the building's entry, pocketing his flashlight.
"There we were, about to send for the American MPs, but it looks like the Yanks have shown up anyway," the young officer quipped.
"Which police station are you from?"
"Reuterstrasse,"
said the policeman, his face clenching in suspicion.
"I'll speak to whoever's in charge here," said Reinhardt,
holding the young officer's eyes as he took his hat off. The officer's face darkened, but he cocked his head inside.
"Sergeant! Sergeant!"
A second officer pushed his way out of a crowd of people milling in the entrance. Reinhardt thought he recognized him, a man well into middle age, tall, lanky, with old-fashioned sideburns, although if it was him, the man used to be a lot heftier and bulkier.
"Cavalry's here, Sarge,"
the young officer said. Reinhardt ignored him as the older officer threw his colleague a reproachful look.
"Good morning, sir," he said. "What Officer Dichler means, sir, is we was about to call the armies, the American military police. We didn't know if anyone was coming out from Kripo at this hour."
"Well, some of us detectives are up and about," Reinhardt said, smiling. His voice